Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East City Ranch in an undisclosed location deep within the earth. And we've got a great show today. There's a lot of things I wanted to cover first before we bring our guests on. The Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference was just an amazing success. Looks like we're going to have a bigger building here because unfortunately, we sold out on the tickets, and but we did do the live stream, and that allowed people to see it. Last minute, we hooked that up because there were so many people that wanted to experience the conference that couldn't make it, or they're being sold out too. It's impossible. But the speakers were awesome. I can't name them all. You can go to the East City website. People are listening to the show that want to get the DVDs from the all the different speakers, that's up too. And so they should be on the site now. If they aren't, they'll be up in the morning. And we overcame all kinds of obstacles to get these DVDs finished. A lot of equipment breakdowns and just as we did in this show before going on. I think it's amazing because I have several avenues of doing this show. And two of them went down right before the show. So one line went down, another line went down, and it's just crazy. I don't know what's going on, so I have to go through everything and find out, what's happening. But obviously, we must be over the target because we are getting flack, and people don't want this information getting out. One thing about the conference is, basically, when you have 300 people at a conference, and you do an healing and intention experiment, and the beings come in and they connect, and people get to experience their energy. And then you walk outside and you see a beautiful ship fly right over overhead, as everybody witnessed it right after we came out of the building. And then on top of that, you have some Lockheed engineers and physicists all standing there with cameras filming this ship. I think it's a pretty done deal about contact happening at East City Ranch. There's been a lot of controversy, about this, and we redundantly deliver. And so basically you would think the controversy would be over, but it never ends. And, but this is to be expected. There are so many disinformation people infiltrated into the UFO community. It's just unbelievable. And a lot of the talk shows, too. But not to kick a dead horse, we've got a good guest. I've got Dwana Paul with us, and she's been a trance medium since childhood over the past 35 years, and she's bringing healing and comfort to people around the world with her messages from the spirit dimensions. And she'll talk about her experiences here at East City as well as some of her other work, and she's been doing this since the 70s, I believe. So without any further ado, I'd like to bring Dwana on the show. Dwana, are you with us? Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
I thought I lost you there for a minute. I thought you were beamed up. Wasn't sure you were
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we're undergoing one of the weirdest things I've ever seen here. All the systems went down. We have three different channels and then some backups actually to do this mm-hmm. show. And, all of a sudden two of them just went down. Like, it was amazing. Wouldn't work. So,
all that power again at one time.
yeah. so I think we must be doing something right to be getting this much heat, so. But, who knows? But anyway, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about your work and some of your, we probably should go back to, how you got into, the work that you're doing and when did it all start?
Well, it started in childhood, actually. I saw spirit, physically, appearing. Also, it was just an intense, desire and to search and to grow and to bring information from the spirit world. And I had good parents that didn't necessarily support it, but didn't deny it either. So I was able mm-hmm. to stretch my wings and pull in the information and share it with people. And I did this all through my teen years and into my, of course, adult years. So I've been around doing this for a long time. And each time I work with a group or work with an individual, it's such a different experience from the time before. It just is mm-hmm. the dynamics of the group, the dynamics of the people. So where I got started, I guess, the really PowerPoint that I got started was in about 79 when I had information channeled to me from the spirit, from beings called masters. And at that time, I wasn't sure exactly what that meant, but they did tell me what I'd be doing for the future. And that's happened. So I work with mm-hmm. healing, basically.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of your... I know you can't talk about personal cases and things of that nature, but could you talk about some of the experiences that you've had, just to give the listeners a reference point as to what usually comes up in the work?
Well, a lot of my work is done with people who are in grief, mm-hmm. that want to know if their loved ones are in the spirit and if they're okay. And when a mother and a father hears from a child and gives them that evidence that they are who they say they are by the small things in their life that they did, and I think that's probably the best feeling for me, and certainly I know it helps the parents who have an open mind mm-hmm. to this. I was trying to think of an example, and gosh, they sort of all come together and jumble together, and I can't think of one particular one. It's like I get forgetful about it.
We're probably all still flying high from the last session we did, the group session.
Yeah, I am flying high, and that was good confirmation back from the person who heard from her mother in the circle,
yeah.
and there was so much uh-huh. evidence for her. I guess that was the last one I would remember. When she said, well, this was blessed by spirit. I don't remember the exact words she said now, but it was this was spirit wanting the mother to come through, and the mother was resisting that at first, said, no, I don't want to come through. Her daughter said, she said, please, mother, please come through, and so mm-hmm. she did, and there was evidence yeah. there. And I know you were in that circle or that seance, James, and can you remember any of that?
Yeah, definitely. I remember, it was a lot of information that helped with closure and, helped with the whole family, with the father and everything else. And, it was pretty amazing, but, down to some detailed information that helped validate, that she was hanging around. There's a few other people, too, that had relationships pop up, different people pop in, as well. Mm-hmm. But,
Definitely about healing. It's, it brings comfort, healing, and the comfort, it just is like the person's there from the spirit to give mm-hmm. that support, love, hey, I'm here. My body's gone, but my spirit's not. I'm here. Please believe
me. I'd love to get some more details on what here is for them. Do you have any idea what it's like as far as their world versus this world?
Well, I have various descriptions from the spirit, and some say, well, the gardens are absolutely beautiful here. And I hear mm-hmm. another say, we create whatever it is that we desire or want. Or they'll just say, there's just love. It depends on, I think, mm-hmm. where they were on their personal life, on the physical life, is where they are on the other side. They reflect back what is most important to them. And I know I know in so many cases there has been loved ones come through from the spirit side to their loved ones on the physical side and are able to say, I'm sorry, please forgive mm-hmm. me. I didn't love you enough, and now I can give you all my love. And those are the most memorable to me. It's like an apology and now we can dissolve
yeah.
the karma, and we can have a lifetime together of pure peace.
You know, I had an interesting experience. I wanted to talk to you about it. I could do it on the air, but I know my father's been popping in and out quite a bit during your readings here
yes.
to some of the other people, and including my brother. And what's interesting about him is that his last words were "beam me up," and then he crossed over and
uh-huh.
transitioned. And I walked outside, and I go, "Why would he say beam me up?" And so I took three photos above the house, and I got this beautiful turquoise light ship, you know, in the photo.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and so after that, I started saying, "Well, wait a second, I have to totally reevaluate, you know, heaven."
Uh-huh.
It may not be the harps, you know, the cloud and the harps and the white robe. You know, there might be starships involved and light ships and things of that nature.
I think so. I really do. I think it all fits together. You know, we try to separate it out and make it fit into a little niche, a little category, but it's kind of all oneness. And wherever healing is needed.
Yeah, have you ever gotten information about that? Like somebody saying, you know, I'm on a ship now or you know, I'm working with the planetary grid, you know, from, and I'm now working, you know, I'm a Sirian now or I'm an Andromedan or I'm a Pleiadian or anything like that come up in your readings?
Well, I haven't had that come up as the spirit that crossed over saying that, but I have had those beings come and visit my circles. And actually mm-hmm. say who they are, and you can see the light ships in the circles that come in and visit. And I feel they're very organic ships. I don't see the metal on them. You know, I don't think they're mechanical.
Yeah.
And they zoom through the circle, and I'm able to capture them on night vision cameras, Sony night vision, mm-hmm. if I can use the word Sony. But they show up. The eye is not quick enough often to catch that, you know, in a dark room.
Mm-hmm.
So I do this in the dark so that I set an environment that it's easier to see the lights in the room. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, unlike you, I didn't have the environment to go outside, you know, and just open the whole sky to UFOs, so kind of had to do it in a dark room and give a place. But they knew where to come, and yes, all of the above have been in my circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite interesting how that does all tie together. There's another interesting thing too with him is that he appeared to me right after he died, and I saw him in a red Jeep, you know, on with this beautiful cabin, and he was fishing. And to me, that would be his R&R. That would be his first thing that he would do. His biggest joy, you might say. And he was very young too, and he came back to me in a youthful state, very healthy, very alert, and doing what brought him joy, you know, doing what he always wanted to do.
Well, I often see them with their favorite hobby, telling their loved one about what they're doing in that way to identify, you know, with their physical body or to identify mm-hmm. with their personality, and they will say, "I'm younger. You know, look at me. I don't have a body to be sick any longer, and I am at my best. I'm at my youth." So, yes, your dad was telling you what was going on with him, his personality, and how he was mm-hmm. using that in the spirit in a way to, you know, to enjoy himself. And maybe there's different levels, you know, that they go into.
Yeah, he had a couple of near-death experiences and heart attacks where he was out for a while and then came back in. And you know, I talked to him once about it. And he said, you know, I went to these stairs, and I saw these stairs, and I went up to the top of the stairs, and you were standing there. You know, and I guess I would have long conversations with him at the top of these stairs. And I thought that was quite interesting. And when he crossed over, you know, I really had no grief, no problem having died myself as a kid. And then again, you know, around 25, having the drowning experience. You know, when you see somebody in a body that's totally not functioning anymore, and they're barely there anyway, you're almost happy, you know, when you do see them cross over.
Yes, absolutely. I hear that they will tell you it's okay that you unplugged me, you know, from the respirator.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay that you made that decision. I'm glad you did, when they weren't conscious and on a respirator, and the family member feels so guilty about having to take those steps, those measures to
mm-hmm.
unplug them, so to speak. And so they're left with that pain of, did I do the right thing? And so that's always comforting to hear the spirit come through without any
mm-hmm.
knowledge from, you know, I don't know that beforehand, and they're saying, well, you took the plug from the wall, and I'm glad you let me go, and that's what I needed.
Yeah.
I was suffering, and I couldn't tell you. So that's...
Did you ever have anybody come back and ask, well, you know, how come you pulled the plug? I was going to I was going to revive myself in 15
more minutes.
If I did, I
probably wouldn't tell the person, because it would put them in misery for the rest of their lives. But that hasn't happened. Hasn't happened.
No, you never hear about those. Yeah,
no.
Well, it seems like whenever you're working with them on the other side, there's just total forgiveness and everything unfolded as it should, and there's really no anger or resentment or anything coming from those levels.
Well, one of the many things that they stress, I guess that's the word I want to use,
mm-hmm.
or they tell us, is enjoy your life. You know, all the beings that come in, the guides, and so oftentimes they talk straight through my voice, direct channeling, and they'll say, enjoy your life, fill your life with joy, don't waste your mind on the small things, it takes up all the room of the joy. And
yeah.
and they really want to get that point across. Don't worry, because worry just makes you ill. You know, they come up with such good things for your life, just simple things. You can do
mm-hmm.
this. So that's what I enjoy hearing from the beings of light, and that's what they call themselves, beings of light, these little orbs and lights, much like here, well, they are here at the ranch. That's how I found you, as these orbs started showing up in my circles, and I thought, is anyone else having this? So I did a
mm-hmm.
search and found your website, and there is somebody else. About 4 years ago, and that's what I'm doing at the ranch now. So it's a wonderful, wonderful experience for me. Seen lots of life.
Can you talk about some of your experiences since you've been here at the ranch?
Well, I've only been here since the conference, the second, and I've had
uh-huh.
so many experiences I can't begin to catalog all of them and talk about all of them in 1 hour. But one of the most extraordinary one was when the ship came up to Mount Adams and was up in the sky and just stopped and started blinking in unison with the laser that you all were pointing at it, you know, and blinking that
mm-hmm.
laser at it, and it would blink back. I was just standing there with my mouth open and my eyes wide open going, oh, my God, I'm really seeing this. This is happening. It's like
yeah.
I was in some sort of dream. I'd always dreamed that I would see this. So that was extraordinary. I know you were out there that night.
Yeah, I think I was one laser in it.
It was incredible. I have no words to just continue to explain it.
Yeah. Now, the healing circle that we did with, I think there was probably at least 200 people plus. I know there was almost 300 at the conference, and
yeah.
it seemed everybody
yeah.
participated in, you know, doing the healing circle and then bringing in, you know, clearing any unseen negative energies and then bringing in the higher beings. And you know, I watched people just sighing and crying and laughing and just everything. The connections, the energy was just phenomenal, but I was wondering, did you have a chance to get outside when that big ship flew right over the conference building?
Oh, yeah. I think I didn't miss one of them that flew over. They look so beautiful. That's the word I want to use. They have not only do you see this beautiful ship, but you feel it. Or at least
mm-hmm.
I do. I feel the love coming from it. I feel the connection. Mm-hmm. As if they're saying, we're here, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we love you too. because we send them so much love as they're flying over the SETI. And they give you lots of warnings, like they're way, you know, out on the horizon, and as they come toward the ranch, and they start to power up, as y'all say, power up, and they power up, and they get brighter. It's beautiful. There was one experience, one other experience here that I'll never forget, and this was this blue light down on the edge of the Star Watch field, a field of dreams, and some other people saw it, and we went down there, and it was just blinking away, and it would double, and it would blink. It was a beautiful electric blue, and we would walk out and try to find exactly where the origin of that blue light was, and it would disappear. And then finally we walked down on the road, the highway that runs alongside that field, another person and I, John and I, and we walked down, and we had this huge flash of light over our heads. It's like really intense, and both of us said, "Oh, did you see that?" And I don't know, maybe we were missing some time. I'm not sure, because I don't know what time it was, but that light did not go away, and we, in fact, got pretty sleepy around 2 and just gave it up, went to bed. Mm-hmm. But I went down last night to see if it was there, and it wasn't there, thinking maybe it was electronic, but there's no electronics down there. You told me that, but I had to go down and see it for myself again.
Yeah.
But we got photographed thousands of orbs down there.
Yeah, there's basically that's just an oregano field, and there's nothing down there at all. There's no vehicles. The only thing I know of is there's some irrigation pipe, and that's about it.
Yeah, I found that out. It's a daylight. I think, do you think they're attracted, James, to those oregano fields, some of those orbs and fairy lights?
They seem to be, this whole area is just wall-to-wall orbs, and there's two trees out in that field, and right around that area we see blue lights all the time, beams coming down. And I've taken pictures, and you can't see them with your eye, but in the film we'll see these ships, and they look, we've seen actually ones that look metallic, and then we see ones that are just pure light. They're white on the top and kind of a pink-orange on the bottom, and they're just hovering over those two trees, and it seems to be their favorite hovering spot for some reason. I don't know if they use the trees to anchor to or what, you know, but they're there all the time, and I used to go out there and meditate, you know, when nobody else was around, when I needed to disappear, and there's some real good energy there.
Mm-hmm. I you know, seeing is believing, but feeling is believing too. You know, there's a feeling that comes from those ships and those orbs that you just know that they're supporting this in a way that the people are healed and they bring their stuff up and they're able to release that. And I feel that's what the ranch is about, is healing.
I know some people come up, and they just say, "Oh, that was a satellite." And I go, "Well, that's about 34 satellites we just saw, you know." And there's not that many up there, especially visible to the eye. You know, there's not that many satellites that are visible. And so, you know, when you're seeing 30 to 50 ships, you know, even 100 some nights we've seen, you know, there's just not that many visible satellites up there.
Well, you know, the ships, again, I saw usually kind of go on the horizon, too. I did see the ones real high up, but those that kind of came on the horizon don't seem to have, like, a definite line around them, like, you know, a solid round light. It's like it's kind of, you know, soft and gentle, and it's it kind of moves at tiny little movements. And meaning that it kind of moves across the sky in a little motion that's not just straight and fast. Mm-hmm. It almost reminds me of a butterfly, you know, flying across. Actually, I got the image of a butterfly.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of those, ships that come in, and we call them they side slip, you know, they start slide slipping. And it's amazing watching them, and they're just, like, waving at us almost back and forth. And then some will do real long, like, C-shaped turns, you know, definitely turn. will start in coming from the south and end up going to the east. You know, they'll be going south to north and end up going to the east. And, you know, things like that. And we've actually, one woman said that during the conference she was looking at one, and she said, you know, if you're not a satellite, turn around and go back the other way. And it did.
Yeah.
It just stopped and turned around and went back the other way. Yeah, that just blew her mind, you know. So.
Well, there's plenty here to convince the strongest skeptic.
This,
you know, it's real. It's happening. You know, I've heard so many people say, well, I just want them to land and walk out and talk to me and communicate, and then I know it's real. And and I go, yeah, I'd like that too. Maybe that will happen.
I think when we rise in consciousness and we can handle their frequencies, that'll probably happen. But right now, I mean, they're vibrating at such a high frequency. When you engage them or interact with them, it's very hard on somebody of a lower frequency just because of the sympathetic resonance. The person that they're engaging is going to have a breakdown. They're going to, you know, experience ecstatic joy, usually followed by, you know, any old wounds and traumas and sadness they've been holding on throughout the years. It's very tough for people to stand in their frequencies, and I think they know that. And they also know, too, that it's going to bring up people's fear and unworthiness, and you know, people are going to either want to worship them or shoot at them, one or the other, and they just don't want to deal on that level.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's exciting, you know, which all the excitement during the conference of 300 people in the field with all that energy flowing around and the ships flying overhead. It was almost like a movie, you know, I was watching. Mm-hmm. It was just orchestrated so beautifully from the beings of light. I really enjoyed that.
They seem to come, you know, I know they always come on their terms. It's like somebody told me, can you summon a ship? And I said, no. And they said, why not? And I said, I can invite one, you know. But they would just laugh at me if I summoned one, you know. It's like, you know, I said, you ought to rethink that one, you know. But, you know, it's funny, some of the requests that we get here. And like you said, too, where people are saying, I want them to land. And there was a woman here that was screaming at them, saying, "I want him to land. I want to get on the ship." She goes, "I'm ready." And when the ship did come, she ran for the trees and was holding onto a tree, you know, thinking she was gonna get pulled up. And, you know, I think when you're dealing with a being of that caliber, you know, holding onto a tree is greatly, you know, overrated as far as protection, you know. So,
I think so.
Yeah.
If they can get this far from the galaxy or wherever they're coming from, of course, I don't think they come by any kind of propulsion at all. I think it's either thought or time traveling. I don't know if they've ever told you that.
What they told me, it was kind of interesting, and physics are starting to catch up with this, but they talk about the vibrational continuum, and they said, you know, it goes from mass, and you accelerate mass, and it turns into energy, and then if you accelerate that, it moves from energy to light, and then from light to consciousness, and so consciousness travels instantaneously. There is no time and space. It's just instant. Because thought travels much faster than the speed of light. I mean, I don't even think there is a speed. It's just instantaneous. So, anyway, they have the ability to minimum turn into a very high-frequency light ship and move in that direction, you know, and jump, you know, from one place to the other. Or they can actually move up to the next level and just instantaneously, you know, appear wherever they need to. And some of them are extremely spiritual. They have a Merkaba or a light body that they travel in, and they just kind of jump wherever they put their mind on. And, you know, yogis and lamas have done this for a long time. They've been able to bilocate, you know, anywhere they want. And it is part of our spiritual nature to be able to do that. Well, apparently these beings, it's not only their spiritual nature, but they have the ability to do it with technology as well. You know, depending on which being you're working with and their and where they are in their evolutionary process.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I asked them, as they appeared in my circle, I said, you know, that you look like a little spaceship, you know, with two lights on you. And they said, we don't need a spaceship. So, not a physical vehicle. We just are able to come without that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was quite interesting. And I know John Kelly took a photograph, or actually was doing video on this blue light that we saw, and he sent me a photo, and it looks like a spacecraft. You know, it has the shape of a flying saucer, and it has all these beautiful colors in it of greens and sort of yellows, maybe with some red around it, and then a bright white light in the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to get that.
Great. Yeah, he got some amazing footage.
Yes, he did.
And he said he's going to be, you know, probably months cataloging all the UFOs and the orbs and all the paranormal anomalies that he caught on film.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's,
we're looking for, he lost one of his DVDs, his little mini DVDs disappeared on him. He has no idea where it went. It just vanished. I wonder if he filmed something that he wasn't supposed to and they beamed it up or something.
Beamed it up. Let us look at it first.
Yeah.
I know a couple of nights. Sorry. I was just going to say a couple of nights ago, I know there was, I believe that's the West. Yeah, the West. One of the light ships was coming in our direction out in the field, and I said, hey, there's a ship. And, you know, you were looking at it, and I think you might have had the pointer. And we watched it. It was so beautiful, and it just disappeared in the trees and never came out. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I got one. I filmed one. It was below, it cut the tree in half. It was that low, and it flew over the conference building. And I got that one on film, and it's undeniable. I mean, these things are so low. You know, they're not at treetop level. They're below treetop level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, flying across over the conference building. And you know, when people keep saying these are satellites or, you know, space mm-hmm. stations and things, I just laugh. I just said, my God. And, mm-hmm. you know, I showed this to the OMSI Planetarium, the guy there, and this footage of this ship morphing from three back to one again and landing on Mount Adams. And he said it was the space station, you know, or the space shuttle, that we were confused. And I said, well, you know, I don't think either one of them has landed on Mount Adams. This thing is on the snow. It's on the ground. And he stuck to his story, you know. So, you know, it's beyond all logic and all reason, you know, the stories these people come up with.
Well, I have seen so much phenomena, spiritual phenomena, in my life's work thus far. Mm-hmm. And nothing has equaled this. Nothing. So I'm pretty excited. I can't seem to leave this ranch because I just want to see one more night. One more night. It's so exciting. But the one that went behind the tree, and we all kept waiting for it to come out on the other side of this big tree, and it never did.
just disappeared. So,
I do know what you're saying. It's treetop and below treetop, because that one certainly was.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting pretty interesting. Have you had since you've been here? Have you had any other paranormal activity appear to you while you've been here?
Well, there was this incredible golden light that was again in the trees, and there were a couple of people with me, and I started looking at it, and I said that looks like a street light, but there are no street lights out there, because it had such a magical golden, beautiful color to it and intense. And what it was doing was blinking on and off. And you could tell it was in the trees because, you know, you could see some of the tree limbs as it kind of shine through it. And one of the people says, you know, that's a street light. And I said, I don't think there's any street lights out there. And we kept watching and kept blinking off and on. And of course, it eventually faded. And I said, well, I don't think street lights just eventually fade out. So actually,
yeah.
I felt was communicating with us. But I've also seen Mother Mary in the circles. I know she comes, and I've understood her as being a feminine presence, a healing presence, and giving comfort. I believe also she doesn't belong to any one faith or religion. I feel like she is a teacher, a comforter, and she comes to all people. And I've seen her here.
Yeah, definitely.
That was
universal. Yeah, universal.
I know she also.
Master.
Yeah, she visits my circle as well. And the first time she did, I was kind of like, wait a minute, this is Catholic maybe, or not sure what this is about. But but I found out it wasn't about any religion. It was about her coming and giving love and comfort. And in one particular circle, I had the cameras going, and this light comes down from the ceiling, and I've got my hands out, and I extend my hands, and I said, Mother Mary gives you love. Well, this light flies off the end of my hand over to the person. So that was like, okay, now I know. Now I can see this. It was extraordinary. But the experiences I've had here is a feeling, this is a feeling of being like a child again. Like running through the fields, you know, looking at these lights and just feeling complete freedom. And I was thinking to myself, this is like my experience. I feel free of everything. Like nothing matters. I'm just like this kid running through the flowers, you know, having a great time looking at the stars and, you know, being with nature spirits. So, yeah, that's an experience. It really is.
Yeah, I know it's that in I guess you're seeing a bunch of fairy spirits today earlier.
Oh, yeah. You got lots of them. We were out the edge of the field last night where the blue light was last week, and I would see them, you know, with flit by, these little sparkles of light, and the person that was with me, I said, oh, they're there, and he would take a photo, and it would be on the photo. So we got one that was just absolutely beautiful. Looks like the sun. It's so bright. And it actually was standing beside of me before that. I could feel the warmth, and I could feel this intense energy. And I said to Manuel, I said, I feel a presence beside me, and it feels so incredibly strong and wonderful. And then it moved, and I said, take the picture now. And he took it, and this bright, like a sun, solid light is there. So he's going to be sending me that photo. Really,
oh, yeah, I'd like to see that one as well.
Yeah, it was really...
Yeah, I bet you we have 1,000 photos from the event that people took that are just... We don't know which ones to choose because there's just so many. We'll have to make a major, PowerPoint presentation or something on the website for people just to see all the photos of the ships and the orbs and the fairies and everything else that they took here.
I know Sharon took, one of the conference attendees took a photo while one of the seminars was taking place, and she got a perfect heart orb. Perfect heart. She showed it to us. Beautiful. So maybe putting it in categories of these are the heart orbs and these are the golden orbs.
Yeah. I think it's so funny when people say these are dust or water spots, you know. And then when we brought the night vision equipment out there with the infrared spotlights, which showed the orbs flying in real time, that just put that whole argument to rest, you know. Everybody becomes like a little kid when they don't want to give you the night vision back. They're just like jumping up and down and going, oh, my God, you know, watching these light spears flying around in the field.
I think I was one of those kids last night with the night vision goggles that you handed to me, and I just went, oh, my God. That's all I could say was, this is incredible. I see all this movement. So it just turned darkness into daylight very quickly, and you do see all of that movement.
Some of these orbs are maybe 3 inches to, we've actually filmed 30-foot orbs, you know.
Oh, my God.
And they come in all different sizes and shapes, and you see a tree in front of one casting a shadow on it, and which makes it very clear that this object is actually behind the tree moving, and which gives you some kind of size, and you can go measure that area and find out these things are maybe a foot, you know, or 9 inches wide or whatever. But it blows me away. There are still people out there that think it's dust or water spots. They can't accept the fact, you know, that it's so obvious that these are definitely some other ultra-dimensional beings.
I've been testing that theory for about 4 years, and it's not dust or water. I can tell you that. And I know in the meditation that we did at your place at Steady Ranch yesterday, I know someone had a camera, I believe that was Sharon, and took a photo of you, and there was like this enormous orb right on your head.
Yeah.
So we know there's no dust in there because we were all meditating and no water floating around. So
we were playing at the end of the event, when we were doing the Kundalini, at the end, there's a practice you do, and it's gathering the plasma fields, and when we're doing that practice, these orbs will come in and they'll just sit right on your hand while you're doing it. We got a couple photographs of that with these orbs just sitting right on people's hands.
Uh-huh. Well, the room was definitely full of orbs, and I haven't had a chance to look at the videos from the circle we did, you know, in the dark room, and but I'll that's only been a few hours ago, so I'm really excited about getting those up on the screen and seeing what's in there. I know they're there. But
I just get hundreds of them emailed every day, and some of them, Jana took one out in her fairy garden, you know, that she's working on, and the faces that are in these orbs are undeniable, and some of them are just hilarious when you see their faces. You know, they look like, they definitely look like, you know, something out of a fairy tale book or something.
Well, I did take a photo before we had the big circle of the whole conference group the night we held hands and formed the circle outdoors. And it wasn't quite dark yet, and I had my camera and pointed it toward the area Spirit told me to point it, and just snapped the picture, and there was an orb with a smiley face in it, a big one up in the tree. Yeah. And then there were like 8 more that were forming a triangle. And I heard we're coming for the celebration. So it wasn't even dark yet. You know, these orbs were showing up in almost full daylight.
In the conference building, we took some photographs during the conference, and man, it was wall-to-wall orbs. I was blown away at some of the photos that they took, where it looked like, you know, there was more orbs than there were people.
Yeah, this looked more like a photo convention than anything else. There's so many flashes going off.
Yeah, it looked like an orb convention along with, you know, the people there too as well.
Photos are going everywhere, but there were some amazing photos. Well, it's such a pleasure and excitement to find someone else who's having orbs show up everywhere. And I'm so pleased to have found this Eddie and you, and that it's like, oh yes, this is going on.
Yeah, I think the masters appear for photo shoots too is quite quite miraculous. That's been blowing my mind how they're actually popping in and letting us, you know, film them or take photographs of their full images, you know, with that. You know, it's very undeniable, you know, and many, like, there'd be, you know, 20, 30 people present when it happens.
I did see your photo of Mother Mary that appeared.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that was extraordinary. And, you know, I'd love to have that experience. And so I guess you just invite that, right?
Yeah, yeah. What's funny is that this Buddhist, basically he's not a Buddhist, more of a Taoist Japanese monk was here, and he can see them very clearly, and he just pulls his camera out of his pocket and starts taking pictures, and he got pictures of Kuan Yin, Mary. He got a picture of the blue light appearing, and then Mary stepped out of that blue light before, but she was very, you could see very clearly who it was. It was Mary, but it was kind of fuzzy, the picture. And I go, boy, I wish she would come in a little stronger next time, and so you could get a little more detail. And so the next one, she came in twice as strong and very good detail on it. And the most amazing one was the felines. When he got a photograph of these felines from Sirius, that just blew my mind because we've been communicating with them for quite some time.
It's pretty amazing. When I saw the photos, it was like, oh my. You know, we know they're here, and we oftentimes can't see it, if, you know, with the physical eye, but the camera certainly can get what we miss. Because I guess the camera has no judgment. It just goes after the photo.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the if people want to get a hold of you for a reading or anything, what would be the best way? Would it be through your website?
You could go to my website, and that's www.dwanna.paul.com. And
great.
Or they can call me at 972-735-8188, and that number is on my website. And at the present, I'm at your ranch and enjoying it so much that I'm having a hard time leaving. And I will be in Dallas, Texas, in October for a month, doing some work there, some teaching, some circles, and some events. But if anybody wants to know about those, I'll be happy to clue them in on it.
Good. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. We're going to have to sign off. So I can't thank you enough for coming on the show.
Okay.
And I'm sure we're going to have some more incredible experiences unfolding here, and hopefully we can get it documented.
Well, thank you so much. And by the way, I'm just waiting for dark to descend so I can go out and watch the lights again. So thank you so much, James. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
Okay. Good night.
All right, we're out of time, unfortunately. This is James Hinn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off, and I've got some equipment to go through and find out why three different lines failed here. So anyway, have a good evening, and watch the skies. They're flying. Good night.